Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
What's up, everybody? Ryan Sickler here, and I just wanted to let you know that tickets to my fall dates of the Live and Alive tour are on sale now. Go to RyanSickler.com, get your tickets to all shows. I'm coming to Austin, Dallas, La Jolla, Salt Lake City, Denver, Chicago, Detroit, Minneapolis, Madison, Portland, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, and Tempe. Tickets for all shows are available right now on my website at RyanSickler.com.
The Honeydew with Ryan Sickler.
Welcome back to the Honeydew, y'all. We're over here doing it in the Nightpan Studios. I am Ryan Sickler, RyanSickler.com, and Ryan Sickler on all your social media. And I want to say thank you. I start every episode like this. Thank you very much for supporting whatever it is I do, whatever it is. I don't care what I'm doing out there. If you're supporting it, I appreciate you. Whether you're new here or whether you've been here, thank you very much. And look, if you got to have more, then you got to check out the Patreon. It's called The Honeydew with Y'all. I do it weekly, and it's this show with y'all, and it is the craziest show on Patreon, hands down. Hundreds of hours of wild stories for $5 a month, and you get The Honeydew a day early, ad-free, at no additional cost, all right? You can sign up for a year and save money doing that, all right? I want to say thank you for your support of the way back. It's been so much fun to do this show. Tell people about it, because it's different. This is a talk show, you know. The Way Back is a produced show. We're throwing people's old school photos up in there and places they grew up. And now with all the internet, you know, maps and stuff, we can find stuff. So I'm really having fun with that. And I got a big fall leg coming up here for the tour, the Live and Alive tour. All tickets will be available on my website at RyanSickler.com. All right. That's the biz. You guys know what we do over here. We highlight the lowlights. And I always say, these are the stories behind the storytellers. And I am very excited to have this guest back on the Honeydew. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Eleanor Kerrigan. Welcome back to the Honeydew.
I'm back.
Philly's finest.
I'm excited. Philly's finest. Thank
you so much.
It's
very nice to have you here.
Have we talked about the fact that I do love Honeydew?
No.
Yeah, a lot of people. Okay. This is the whole thing. You don't like it, right?
Yep.
I love it.
I want to say this. It's.
Is it a ghetto fruit? Is that what it is?
No, I don't think it's.
Is it sugary?
It's like the iceberg lettuce of fruit.
No, 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 no. You know what I'm saying? I hate iceberg. Like, I wouldn't eat iceberg.
It's just water.
If you had a gun to my head.
It's just water. It's not much there. And a doctor one time told
me. Cantaloupe and honeydew.
See, I like cantaloupe.
Took us a minute to get into honeydew.
Honeydew's the one. I'm saying it is a perfectly fine fruit.
Okay, good.
But most people just go, eh, fuck that one. And that's who I am in life. That's the whole point.
I remember my mom used to cut the little wedges.
Yeah.
Right? And she just put us in the back, like, just go sit in the yard.
But people say, oh, it's good if you wrap bacon around. Like, anything's good if you wrap bacon around. Yeah, bacon and melon, like prosciutto and melon. That's a big Italian thing.
Disgrazia.
See?
Never heard that one.
Uh-huh. But there was a doctor one time he was asking me about honeydew, and he said it's only good like 1 month out of the year or something like that. That's when it's literally its best.
Okay.
Any other time, we're getting the cut up, watery, no, you know, no real flavor to
it. But sugar water is something I would drink.
Sugar water.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry. Don't be sorry.
But that's something I would drink. I mean, we used to make the sugar sandwiches. We're a problem.
Wait, you made sugar sandwiches? Hold on.
Okay, sorry.
Please promote everything.
Promote your special. No Country for Old Women. It's on YouTube. It's on the Comedy Store YouTube channel, but it's also on my YouTube channel because we're just trying
to watch it on Eleanor's YouTube channel.
We need as many eyes on it as possible.
It's such a good name for a special.
Thank you.
No Country for Old Women.
And I hope it holds up.
Hilarious.
I think it's funny. I'm proud of it.
It's really funny.
Good. I love you. Thank you. But I like literally was so specific, like with doing it in the original room at the Comedy Store, and then I show up and I'm all excited, like, all right, this is the day. I came early. I'm gonna get my hair and makeup done. You know, I'm gonna look like a girl. It's amazing. I'm excited. They're gonna fix the Adams. Anyway, we're in
the Adams.
You shade those out, guys, and we're good. And I'm like, all right, and I'm tucked and I'm excited, and I go, I pull up and I'm like, what the fuck? Who did the name? And then I go in and on the production, everybody's there working. And I go, hey, who put my name on the marquee? They go, no, your name's on the marquee. I go, yeah, who did that? And they go, oh, we don't know. I go, because they didn't do it right. You know, like, is that really? And we go out and there's letters missing.
No.
I'm not kidding.
What was it?
It's like E, L, they're missing an E, missing an N, missing an R, and then missing a parts of Kerrigan. And I go, and they're dying laughing. And I go, what the fuck? There was a windstorm the night before.
Oh, no. Nah,
and it blew the letters off. Only me.
Of course.
Only me. Yeah. Like, we're not in Chicago. This is L.A.
Yeah.
Well, how
a windstorm.
Wait, yeah. Santa Ana's came through? Yeah. Said, fuck her. Throw shit away? Yeah. Oh, my God. It was so funny. And everybody's filming it. My director, Lexi, got the drone out. She's like, we got to get it. I go, awful. So we left it in the opening. That's just, and we left it up there the whole time. People were running
out. Good for you.
They were, my friends were texting me. They're like, your name's on the marquee. Kind of.
Good for you. I love that you leaned
into it. But it
was
funny. Yeah. Who cares? It's silly. Of course, if it was a mistake, but I thought, like, you know, because I worked there so long, I thought, oh, it was a door guy that's like, fuck this. His name's too long. I'm not finding the rest of these vowels.
How many fucking R's this bitch having her name?
This is a fucking ridiculous. Is this Kerr?
We got two R's.
Is it Kerr again? Is it Kerr? That's how they say it on the East Coast. Anyway, hey, Kerrigan. I'm like, it's not a U, it's an E. What's happening? God,
tell me about sugar sandwiches, and then we're really going to talk about what I want to talk about. What do you mean?
Okay,
you used to just make sugar sandwiches back in the day?
Yeah, so me and my brother, first of all, I've been on here a million times.
I've met Chal.
Oh, yeah, I've
met him.
The best. You can see him smoking outside my mom's house right now.
Like, you came and worked with me in Philly.
Yeah.
I made sure. I was like, everybody
came with me.
He was there. I was like, go watch Eleanor. Trust me, go watch Eleanor. And then everyone loves you. You crushed it, the Netflix show we had.
Oh, my God, that was so. By the way, you crushed your new show. Your new hour is unbelievable. Like, I don't sit and watch comics. I can't.
I know you don't.
I get crazy because it's funny.
I even said, "Are you leaving? Are you out of here?"
I'll see you later. Yeah. I'll catch y'all now. I'll see you at the store. Yeah. But no, it was just, I was like, let me sit. Let me just, you know, I'll see if I can take it. And it's not that I can't take it. It's just that from waiting tables so long, it gets in your head. And I'm like, I don't want to crossover. I don't want to pick something up. I'm like a chameleon. I don't want to do that. Because I could recite comics acts from when I waited tables.
I bet. I always wonder about that. Watching the waitresses come in and out and just picking up those chunks of they're hearing, and they can repeat it.
One of the first things I bonded with Rogan on was he caught me doing this. This is kind of embarrassing, but funny. So they'd be like, you know, customers would come in. They'd be like, hey, so who's on the show tonight? You know, like trying to be. And I get the lineup and I go, right here, you're going to want to go to the bathroom for a while.
You would tell them that?
Right here. This
right
is
right here. Not saying it.
Just even if you don't smoke, go smoke.
Pick it up.
And Joe was like, what? Like, she's crushing at these tables, yeah. Right? And the people didn't know what I was saying. Then later they'd be like, yo, you were right. We stayed for that one person and they were fucking terrible. And I go, yeah, it's like a robot on stage. They have an act. This is it. If you throw a tomato at them, they're going to wait and they're going to go right back to the act.
Right back to the act.
Yeah, yeah. Bing, bing, bing. Like nothing happened. And so I could literally, like, it was like a rhythm. Like I could you know, put my drinks down to their rhythm, whether it's good or bad, but I knew them all. And then I was working the potluck and I started to learn theirs. And I'm like, get no more Sundays, get out. That's it. Like your brain is just mush. I shouldn't know homeless people's act.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Joe caught me doing it and he was like, what do you say about me? And I'm like, I say good things about you. He's like, no, you don't. I was like, yes, I do. Like, you're one of the ones I say stay for. But other ones, I'm like, and then they started weeding those people out because they were older. It was just.
Sure.
Because if people don't change with the, if comics don't change with the times, then it's not our fault. No, you know what I mean? Like, you got it. Like, people are like, how come Dom I Rare still gets spots? Dom I Rare is not only one of the funniest comics to ever do it, but still fucking keeps up with the Joneses, if you will, and still sells tickets. So,
and got to do his act in the Big Lebowski.
Yeah, he did.
Got to do his material in the Big Lebowski.
He's so good.
You know me, I can't complain.
I can't complain.
Right?
Good.
I would take that all day long.
All day.
I only got to work one day.
Yeah.
You got me.
And I can do my bit.
Yeah, and it's I can my do my act. Bit. I don't have to show up as myself.
Hilarious.
I don't even need makeup. Let's roll.
He's like the old schoolish, like a real comic. Like he turns down movies because he's playing, you know, a shithole in Jersey. He doesn't care. It's comedy first. So whatever. But I'm just saying, like, he was one of the ones we'd run in to watch. And so Sugar Sam's, whatever, growing up.
Well,
I don't know how we got.
I just want to say, first of all, thank you for watching me and saying kind words.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I appreciate it.
Because you literally.
That was nice of you.
But I'm like, whoa. And it's a story. It's like engrossing. Like you're into it. You're fucking. And then you fucked us up with some shit. But we're not going to bring that up. That's good.
I'm going to bring it up because it doesn't matter. We did these two light cues to fuck around. And
don't do that to comics.
I had no idea. I saw people like I started laughing because it's just ridiculous to do that in a stand up show for these moments, you know, and I'm still talking while the lights are out. And I just see two people running up with their cell phone lights. I'm like, no, it's fine.
Like, we're going to keep this going.
Yeah. And then later I find out, and I've been telling people too, because what you told me was so funny. You're like, we thought right at that moment the fucking power went out. We're
100%.
Back there shitting on the place. Like, they're going to fuck him like this on his Netflix.
Oh, this is Netflix, bitch. So we're this is how we're going to light it. We're the gaffers.
Idea that it was scheduled. That's why I
two
love
it.
You're Philly
up.
To the bone, girl. I love it.
Yeah, but what's his name? Daniel ran up too.
Chicago running up.
Two of us. And he went first. And yeah. I was like, yeah,
and I didn't know
what
you
should do
after the show. You're like, that was us. I'm like, oh my God, because it's so dark at that point.
Part of me thought, should I go to the other side? He can't be just lit on one side.
Wait, you guys are going to hold the light. We were only like 5 minutes in.
That was going to be us. We got you.
How long are you doing?
Hey, man, how long is this story? Is this going to be a minute?
Can you turn it outside?
Do my arm. My arm is hurting.
Oh,
I got to switch.
And then you got to meet Tara, who I wanted you to meet. I love
who I
Tara.
Love. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You brought up lowlights. I might get some highlights
and
lowlights.
Yeah, she's a good one. She's the best. What's up, Tara?
What's up, Tara?
Sugar sandwiches.
So, yeah, as a kid, like, you know, there's 10 of us in the house. There's just six boys, so they eat anything they see. And so my brother Charlie came up with this concept, the white bread, and then you pour sugar in there and just roll it and eat it. And we were like, I was like, this is fucking delicious. You used to do it with tomatoes and mayonnaise. Well, first it was just mayonnaise because tomatoes were expensive, whatever. But if we had tomatoes, that was like gourmet.
Really?
And, oh, yeah. Charlie ate those. I don't even think he can eat it now because we ate it so much. I mean, definitely, you'd have to.
It worked against
it'd be hard to eat a sugar sandwich, but tomato and mayonnaise, Charlie was like, dude, might as well call me a royal. Shit. Like, put him in the royal family. Yeah, he makes grilled cheese for my mom with tomatoes now. And then, and he's really good at it. My mom's, you're a good cook. Yeah, because we were figuring it out when we were kids.
I think a lot of people that didn't have money growing up that had to make shit at home got good.
And she's working two jobs.
Cooks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Early too. It blows me away, like, that we were ever lighting kerosene and propane on the gas tanks for the grill and pouring gas and shit in a lawnmower at like 10. You know what I mean? Like,
well, we didn't do that.
Never let my kids do that shit.
Really?
Not this age now. No. No.
Yeah, 10 now, like if I hang out my nephew and he's going to be 13, like during the pandemic, I drove cross country and he was like 8. So he was, you know, it was the beginning. He goes to school in a different neighborhood, so he didn't have any friends. So I was like starting gangs for him. And to this day, he still hangs with a lot of those kids. And I'm like, that's my gang, bitch.
Did they have a name?
No, but just and they would always be like, who's the elderly woman in the back? And I'd just be whizzing a football, like drilling it in my nephew's stomach. And he's like, yeah, it's on the dime. Man, it was on the dime. And I'm like, hilarious. I almost got my brother Billy killed, his father, because we were playing and there was other kids from other neighborhoods. Like, they were a little bigger. They were playing, and my brother Billy's like, you only get better if you play with bigger kids, you know?
Bigger, so faster, true. Stronger.
So we played, and his name is Conrad, my nephew, and he goes, all right. And I go, I'm going to steady QB. And Billy was steady QB for the other team, right? So these kids were afraid to tackle me, and they were a little bigger. They were like almost my size, but they're like 13.
Like eighth graders.
Yeah, yeah. Like, little erection. You know what I mean? Like cute. And
Cute.
So this little black kid goes, I'm afraid to touch her. And I go, oh, you ain't gonna catch me. And he goes, what? Like, he was like, bitch, you know? And he caught me and he was pulling my pants. My pants came down. I was like,
no.
You can't get me down.
No.
And he's like, her pants are down. Like,
your ass is out. My knees didn't touch. But my knees didn't touch.
I connected.
That's a 12-yard completion.
Yeah, my nephew was like, A&L. And I was like, who cares? Like, how embarrassing. Like, did she, her pants down?
Her pants okay. down. Yeah, first down, motherfucker. Let's pull the pants up.
We're all down, bitch.
Touchdown, motherfucker.
Yeah, he was like, he was trying so hard. I go, you don't know me, motherfucker. You don't know.
I'll run right out of my pants for a 6-yard game, bitch.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
It was so good. And then Billy got tackled. He's like, what the fuck? I go, you were never good on your feet. Never good. Never good.
Oh, my God.
But I was always the quarterback, so I was like that. Oh, it was so good. And Billy was like, stop doing this shit, man. And I was like, it's fun. And then my nephew got hurt tackling. And then we stopped. We're like, all right. But I was like, whatever. He's got to fucking toughen up. Because you're right, because they're so, you know, a 10-year-old now, 8-year-old, whatever. You're like, at 8, I was going on 22, you know, we were in the streets.
I'm not, again, we didn't not have saying the lawnmower. It's a good thing or no. anything like that, but it just was what it was. If your parents were split,
oh yeah,
you were fucking definitely a latchkey sure. kid, and you were taking care of yourself.
How cute. You had and a key. The best.
Right. People just coming in and out of your place. Oh, yeah.
People used to say you need a revolving door. You just call it Grand Central Station.
It became that later. Yeah, there's yeah. high school. That's what that was. Oh, people okay. That once we didn't have parents, people were like, they would just jump up on the roof because you could pop the bedroom window open.
Oh, wow.
And me and my brothers would come home from our grandmother's, and I'd walk in. I'd be like, there'd be 10 people in there. I'm like, the fuck y'all doing here? Like, Derek let us in. I'm like, did he? And I'm like, hey, Derek. Derek would come in from outside. I'm like, this Derek right here? Like, Todd let us in. I'm like, did he? Hey, Todd. And Todd come up like, this Todd right here?
Really? They would just so get it was in. A party set. Oh, ours was open, but who would rob it? There's always 30 people. Yeah,
we
people.
Had nothing to steal.
One, there's right. nothing
there's,
in there.
There's
but
a bunch of people there all
yeah,
the time.
There's so, yeah, there's so many. I'm not going to.
So right. here's what Let's I want to talk about. What we should I want to talk about. No Country for Old Women.
Yes, because it really isn't.
Can I ask you how young you are?
How young I am? Uh-huh. I'm very young.
How young are you?
I don't know. I always mess up my age, but I'm 52.
Are you 52?
So let's just say
you
it.
You're great, Eleanor.
Let's just say
Kerrigan.
It out loud.
52.
Yeah, because 10 years ago I was old. Now I'm dead. That's what so we're gonna
10 years. I know, that. Right?
And so do a lot of people see this? I can't believe I just said it out loud. It's because here's the weird thing. I don't feel that. Like, I still go home and play football. Like, I'm an idiot. I'm going to get hurt. You know, listen, I think of Segura.
I just said the thing. Yeah. Yeah.
I always think of Segura.
There was
I'm
this
like,
nice lady that saw me with my daughter this weekend in Sephora.
Okay.
She's like, Ryan Sickler?
You poor thing.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, this is my daughter. You know, yeah. I'm not in Sephora. You know what I mean?
I got a JB. Like,
and even Stella said, of all the places to meet you, I go, yeah, well, if I wasn't here with you, I'm not in Sephora. And she said she was just watching that episode of when Tom wrecked himself. And I was like, yeah, I think about it a lot. Because I'm the same way.
Just because I play hard. Look, and
but also, my mind still thinks we're 25. Oh, my knees and my back are like, no, we're fucking not.
Yeah.
You know, and neither is the day after. That day, that's a sorry reminder.
And my brothers were... You know, they're the older ones were like always coming out and playing with us, and now they don't. They're like, and I'm like, I don't want to get to that. I don't want to get to that. But they don't. I work out like they don't work out. You know what I mean? Like they're just normal people that go to normal jobs, and do, you know, their workout is work.
Mm-hmm.
And so they come home and just whatever. But I still like try to exercise because we're always on the road flying all that shit, you know, you got to kind of keep limber. And shit, I tour with Dice, he's 66, you know, like we're just two elderly people in the airport.
You are
sorry
you
it's
are
great
you just, are yeah
but he doesn't
I love your I watch your videos
he doesn't feel
non-stop.
It either yeah. And we fight in the streets and we're arguing and we're chasing each other down like
that's
he's
good
a
to
toddler.
Hear he's 66 and doesn't feel it
he's a toddler
good
a full-blown bothering people in the streets in New York, like
I love it. He's like, are
he's
you
banned
the one
from
that
a few places.
He's
banned from a few.
Is
places.
He banned? Is he? I saw one. He said, "I got the new iPhone." The guy goes, "Good for you."
Yeah.
They just don't give a fuck. It's the best.
I love when they have no idea.
No
who he
idea.
Is.
It ruins it when they know who he is.
Yeah.
The whole bit is the
and
best.
And then he has
They're
to
like,
take pictures, and it's so fun. But he does too for them take pictures. Yeah, but course. There's a lot he films that people know him, and he don't put him out because it's just it's not as funny.
Yeah, it's not. It's funny.
But people always say, "Look, I don't think he was that humble." I'm like. He's always been like, you know, yeah, he's got the attitude, but that's to make it in this bit. That's the character he created.
Tickets to my fall dates of the Live and Alive tour are on sale now. Go to RyanSickler.com. Get your tickets to all shows. I'm coming to Austin, Dallas, La Jolla, Salt Lake City, Denver, Chicago, Detroit, Minneapolis, Madison, Portland, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, and Tempe. Tickets for all shows are available right now on my website at RyanSickler.com.
You know, now there's the other, like somebody stopped us the other day and he goes, oh, I love the videos. He goes, oh yeah, the other character. It's just, they're all characters.
Yeah.
It's just him being silly and having fun. And then us arguing 99% of that is real. And then,
I feel it.
If we're chasing each other, running or something stupid like that, he will just start filming. If we get in trouble or we've gotten chased out of abandoned places, like weird stuff. Those are older, but still, we'd still do it like that. We were just doing it in Phoenix Saturday. So,
so what do you think, like in this business now? So Dice is obviously, look, I just talked about Dice on Barry Katz podcast. Like that dude sold arenas out before internet.
No internet.
Like, do you know how popular you'd have to be for people just to keep handing cassettes or CDs over and over going, listen to this.
You gotta hear this.
Listen to this.
You're gonna die.
To arenas. One would have been amazing.
One.
But he just did Madison Square Garden alone would have been amazing.
Yeah.
Way. I saw him. I still have this ticket
stub. The Spectrum in
Philly.
It's
right out there. The Cap Center in DC. I went and saw him. He sold it out. So you're talking now, that's the other thing. You're talking about Madison Square Garden, the Spectrum, and Capitol Center. That's New York, Philly, DC.
Yeah.
That's all close. Any diehard fan would drive DC to New York or DC to Philly easy.
Absolutely.
We used to go to Philly for shows. So what a huge thing. And to be 66
and still doing it. And what's weird is Saturday, and I didn't know this, but I mean, I knew like he tells the stories we've done, like documentary stuff like that. But like Celebrity Theater was the test theater. So after he did the Rodney special, he said, put the Celebrity Theater on sale, and it sold out in minutes. And then they bumped up to the arenas. Saturday we did that room.
You did.
Again. And it was and he goes, I haven't been here in so long. Like he was so excited because, you know, he went to arenas. He came back down to that, like,
who's,
you know,
not
normal.
Going to? Everyone's coming back down eventually.
You can't do that. You can't sustain that. It's craziness. And then also he was being like ousted. Like, you know, they were like, he's this, he's that, he's
the
evil
stuff.
And oh, all yeah. BS. Even now they did a, I don't even want to promote it, but it was a documentary that they were just picking people. What was it called? Dark Side of Comedy.
Oh,
or
I've
something.
Seen those. Yeah.
So they he's calling me. He's like, you know, we want to talk about like the dark side of it. You know, this, that. And I go,
Come on, honey, and talk to me.
I'm not doing it, bitch. No, I'm not going on and talking shit about my friend. And also, if you didn't like his material back then, don't listen. You all have options. Especially back then. Now, if you're listening to it, you're getting offended by it, you're just an asshole.
You are.
You're just an asshole. Yeah. That's 30 years ago. So go fuck yourself.
All right. So tell me, as a woman in comedy,
yes,
how do you see no country for old women? How do you see yourself moving forward and staying relevant in this business as an aging lady? I think the same thing of myself as an aging dude.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do? What do you think?
But first of all, I didn't know I was relevant, so I'm excited.
Please.
And no, I'm kidding. But you know,
listen,
what I'm saying.
Listen, I want to say this too. You know I love you. You're like a cousin from another fucking family.
Yeah, yeah.
You just are.
Immediately when I met you, I was like, I'm related to him, right?
Yeah. Like, we got to be related.
He's got to be in the family. There's so many of us. There's loads being dropped everywhere. And
and I love Miss Pat.
Oh, Miss Pat's great.
Oh,
yeah,
love
her.
But I think that you're a version, another type of Miss Pat that people need to know about.
Yeah.
Your stories.
I love that.
Your life.
She's awesome.
Like, she's got her, I mean, her own unique story. There's nothing touching that.
Unbelievable.
But every story is different, and you've got your own as well. And I just want to see more of you. I love it. I saw you on Rogan. I love this. I just want to keep seeing you more. You deserve it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But I think Miss Pat as well started late. And I started late.
You did, but you were fucking, sounds like you were in the minor leagues out there serving the drinks.
Well, yeah. For 12 years, I waited tables at the store. And at the end of my special, I do talk about that. Yeah. And at the end of my special, I talk
people's
about.
People's careers don't last that long.
I'm telling you something. I was trying to be an actress. Nobody would let me. And I was doing plays in L.A. They're like,
Were you wrestling when you were at the store?
Absolutely. That I talk about all that at the end of the special because it was silly, but also it's like, because I say I'm going to really fuck myself. I've been in that building, the Comedy Store building, for 30 years.
God. I say all the time, I hope
nothing
happens to
you. But it's my whole adult life.
You're the last historian. of that place.
It's you really are. I moved here when I was 21, and it's my whole adult life in that fucking building. I was a waitress, and then just auditioning. Then I was Mitzi's assistant. Then auditioning, and I got the wrestling thing, which I thought was like going to be a big, exciting. You know, I'm going to be the next Meryl Streep. I don't know what this
Easy is. Easy Rider. But
what? Because I thought almost like the Glow TV series, I really thought, okay, this is a part. Like I the wrestling didn't even come into, I'm thinking show, it's about wrestlers. I didn't even think about, oh, you're going to have to fucking wrestle. So I was just talking shit. And when I got the job, I was like, oh, this is like a word like that. Oh, we're going to wrestle in a ring and alive, and they're going to film it.
Audition wise, you never wrestled or anything for it? No.
Nothing. Zero.
Wait. No. Nothing? Not even a, can they you do hired, a clothesline? No. Or do you get, you didn't even get in a ring?
Fight. I could street fight. But the two ladies, Selena Majors and Peggy, I always call her Peggy Lee Leather, Peggy Fowler, they were our trainers. And Peggy passed away this year, which was devastating. She's the sweetest, nicest lady in the world. And Selena was her best friend. So these two ladies were professional wrestlers, and they've been in it for a long, long time. And they were training us. So I was making them laugh as they were testing me to see if I could sit on the wall, you know, that kind
of thing. That wall sit, yeah.
They're like, you see if you're athletic enough to sit on this wall. My cigarettes are falling out of my pocket. And Selena's dying. Peggy's like, oh, this one's a treat. This one's a real treat. And then every time I would say something, they go, do what now? Because they were like hardcore. They wrestled in Japan. They wrestled all over. They were friends with everybody. So I was like just making them laugh. And that's why they kept me. I had zero athletic. I mean, I played sports, but at that point I had been out of.
Did the other ladies hate you and resent you because of that? Want to fuck you up more in there?
No, none of them could wrestle. We all got trained.
Oh,
none of you.
Oh, none really? No one came in knowing how to wrestle.
No, same thing with Glow. Those girls, they barely trained them. We got really trained, and we were training at the Forum in Inglewood. So they're throwing me around and shit. And I remember I had a dizzy spell. I went down and I was like, whoa, what's that? And I had water in my ear or something, which is amazing. You know, they made me go get a CAT scan. And I was waiting tables at night, you know, and I'm just like, I might faint. I don't know. I did it earlier and then I'm putting shit down, but my CAT scan came back fine. And then there was this gangster that used to hang out at the store and he goes, it's water in you. You got water in your ear and it's going to go same way it came. That's it. And I was like, thank you. Thank Dr. you so gangster. Much, Ronnie. And I walked away. I was just like, that's a real person that just diagnosed. And then I go to the doctor. They go, yeah, you have water in your ear. I'm like, shut up. So funny. Because he said it. Immediate, looked at me, fucking assessed it. I told him what happened. And that was what he. And I was like, these are my people. They
Street
know.
Smarts right there. Yeah, it's just water.
But it did, and then it went away, whatever. But we trained in the back of the Forum, which was, I always say how much I loved it, because we would run around the Forum and the Sparks would be training. Mm-hmm. At that point, the Lakers had just moved to the Staples. So, because this was 99, we were training, and then 2000 it came out. And so I'd see Michael Cooper was the coach and Lisa Leslie. Like, it was exciting. And people were like, you know, I don't know them, but I know them. You know, I watch. But none of the girls, most of the girls weren't even athletic. This was all new to them. You know, they might work out a little, but.
So you spent 12 years waiting tables.
Yeah.
When do you.
Reciting acts.
Make the leap.
Well, I know I always talk about this, but when Freddie Soto passed away, Freddie Soto was my best friend. And when he passed away, he would always be like, you should be doing comedy. A lot of the comics would say that, but because I would hold court in the kitchen or fuck around at the tables and make people laugh, whatever. But I was just working a tip. Like Dice used to tease me. He goes, "Uh oh, there's a whole bunch of boys there. Look at her. She's gonna lean in. Rents do, you know." And I mean, he would say it from the stage. Everybody saw what I was doing. Like they would always. Irera used to fuck with me. He's like, "Yeah, yeah. Eleanor has a fungus on her fingers. So you enjoy your drinks, guys. It's fine. She does a lot of like, you know. They're just trying to get me back for, you know, making them laugh at the table. Whatever. So we all were good friends and." So now, waiting tables. I forgot what we were talking about.
I thought asked you of when Dom. You made the leap.
Oh, Freddie. Yeah. See, I like to block it. so when he passed away, he was 35, and it just hit me. It just fucking like a ton of bricks. Said, "Fuck you, bitch." And then you know you see your life, and you're like, "Oh, I'm not an actress." And like you know, the wrestling was gone by then, and he was 35 years old. Like it was
a baby,
and he was hilarious. Mm. Like if you guys Google Freddie Soto, you'll laugh, you'll fucking love it. And about a year and a half later, like I was just trying to figure it out. I had just gotten engaged to Dice when he passed. I mean, it was maybe like 2 months we were engaged, and then I just zoned out. And then my grandma passed away. And so it was just too much. And so I started thinking about it. Like, what are you doing with your life? You know, I'm a mom. I'm a stay-at-home mom kind of to two kids. And I'm like, I know they say labor pains. You forget them. But I don't remember this at all. But Andrew had full custody of his kids. So I was always with the kid, taking them to school, waiting tables at night. You know what I mean? Like, it was weird. And I'm still close with them. I love them, you know, whatever. But it was just weird. It was just hitting me in a weird way. And then I ruined my relationship with him. But we were good. He was cool. He understood I was going through some shit. So that's why we stayed so close. And then, you know, we just like basically like, okay, cool. We're breaking up. Is that cool? Like that's how we broke up. We just hit pound it and walked away from each other. But he, you know, it would come support anything I did. So I was like, hey, I called him. I said, I'm going to go to the Comedy Store, work this one woman show out. I had this whole idea for this one woman show about my crazy fucking family, how I grew up. And then I called Mitzi Shore and I go, hey, I'm going to come and I'm going to do In the Belly Room. Is that cool? Perfect. That's great. That's what the Belly Room is for. Good. I'm excited. So great. I got permission from Mitzi. I got Andrew because I didn't want him to think I'm stalking him. Now I'm going to start doing stand-up after we break up. But it wasn't stand-up. It was a one-woman show. And then he came to see it with this girl that I had hooked him up with. Anyway, when I get rid of people, I'm like, hey, look, I fucked up. Take this. Anyway.
Take this.
These are gifts. I fucked up. I apologize. I'd give good consolation prizes.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, he thought I was nuts. He's like, she's fucking crazy. The girl he's with now, I set him up with. And they've been together almost 5 years. It's amazing. So I'm good at this. And but not for me, but for everybody else. And so then he came to see it and he was like, you're doing stand-up, stupid, because he's a charmer. And then he took me on the road. But I was 3 months into comedy.
What's the moment you realize I can do this?
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
It's different from the moment you realize I don't know how to fucking really wrestle. You know what I'm saying? You know well, how to do how to... this. When does the moment you're on stage early on where you're like, all right, this is it. I mean, this is working more than it's not. I mean, nobody bats 1,000.
Right.
And except I'm me. Gonna... You probably do, though. You probably do.
No, no. At the beginning, when Dice was like, all right, look, it's stand up. Like, just work on, you know, we're going to go on the road. He goes, I'm giving you 3 months and then we're going on the road. And I was like, okay. So I'm like going up as much as I can. I was working at a furniture store during the day.
You were?
That was a little long.
And doing gigs at night, yeah, still at the store at that place. Point?
No, I okay, quit you the did store. Quit that. I quit the store to get when I got engaged.
Okay.
And then when Freddie passed.
That was it.
That was it. And that was, I quit the store in like April and Freddie passed in June or July 10th. Sorry. And his birthday's in June. But he passed in July 10th, 2005. And so it was just, everything was just all blurry, I guess. And so like when you get that clarity, you're like, all right, I can do it. So when Andrew said, I'm going to take you on the road, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to make Freddie proud and I'm going to go on the road. And Andrew took me on the road and we did some places in New York. At the time, we also, because we were seeing each other, we had a reality show.
I remember.
Right. So it's Dice Undisputed. Mm-hmm. It was only on for like a few episodes and he didn't renew it or do anything because it was a lot of overproducing. And he was like, you're not letting me do what I want to do, which is what he's doing now in the streets, basically.
Yeah.
But being silly and goofy and doing all this stuff. And we were doing those videos from years ago and they didn't want it like that. So whatever. So we did the produce thing and he was like, look, we're on TV together. If we go on the road, it's great. Do people know you? They know me. It's great. We'll have fun. We did the State Theater. I mean, I'm sorry, not the State Theater, the Wells Fargo Center in Northern California. It was great. Packed. Killed. I couldn't believe it. Another one, I go out.
And you're going out to big crowds
packed.
Right away. Yeah. How big
the
is
Wells
that?
The Wells Fargo was, I want to say 21 or 2200. And I'm just like, ha, 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 ha. And they're like, Eleanor. And that gave me the confidence because they knew me from the show. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay. And then the next night we were at this like makeshift place. It was like a tent and it looked like a slide. People were like sat all the way up, like stadium seating, but straight. And so I was like, all right. And the electricity went out. For real.
Yeah.
Not some bullshit. Yeah. nobody came up with lights. So Andrew pulled, I was already on stage when it happened. So Andrew goes, get off. So I get off, took him an hour to fix it. The people stayed, drank.
In the dark?
It was the mic was out.
Oh, just the electric.
So the, okay, the sound gotcha. Went out. And so the people stayed. They're serving them drinks. Nobody left. And Andrew goes, all right, we're just going to have wheels go on because this is going to be too hard. This is, you're too new at this. And then I go, no, I'll go.
Fuck yeah.
Who are you? And I remember I had Freddie, I always keep Freddie Soto's picture in my pocket and I rub it. And so I was rubbing it and the opening act wheels, the other feature act, he came over, he goes, even Freddie can't help you now.
I love comedians.
Motherfucker. And I'm like, what?
Elmer Candy,
are you
like,
sure?
What? I'm walking out right now.
I went out and it went okay. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't great, but it wasn't
been
terrible.
Like, yeah, sure.
I got through it and Andrew was like, you, the ball's on you. The ball's on you. And then Wheels did okay. By the time Andrew got up, they were wasted. Some lady threw a drink at him.
They were fucking blacked out.
They were like, I can't even believe we did the show. But I only did like 5 or 6 minutes. But still, I was like, boom, boom, boom. Then Wheels came out and did, Andrew calls it the Fabulous Seven. Like, he just boom, 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 boom. And then he went out. So it was like we kept it tight in the beginning just to get Andrew out there. And then, the lady threw a drink at him because he was calling her name. Whatever. So funny.
So Freddie never saw you get to do, never got to see you do stand up. No. Oh, hurts my heart.
I know it's awful, but his dad did.
Oh, he did.
And Freddie's dad was most of Freddie's material. Mm-hmm. He came and he saw me in the belly room. And at this point, he had real bad throat cancer, I believe.
And the guy's coming to see you?
He came with
Freddie. Would you go see anybody with bad throat cancer?
Hell no. And Miss Anna, Freddie's mom, was there. And I was just, the fact that I got to perform for both of them. And they were like, Freddie would love, his mom was so soft-spoken. Freddie would love you. So excited for you. You know, because they live in El Paso, like right by the border. And so.
And they're flying here to see
so
you.
So sweet.
And he's dying?
I'll be honest. They probably came to see Cruz, the Freddie's daughter, and Freddie's wife, Corey.
I see.
So were probably out, but they were like, oh, you could go to the store. And Cruz was a baby at that point. So, but this is 4 years after Freddie died when they came. So Mr. Soto was like, he couldn't talk too much, but he was like, and he passed away on Freddie's birthday 4 years after Freddie passed away.
Damn.
How weird is that? To the date. And so they would come and see Cruz a lot. You know, they were helping. It was crazy. It was mayhem. She was a single mom. You know, it was a mess. And so Cruz is doing great, by the way. She's at college and doing good. Killing it. And anyway, so then we went to New York after I did that with the crazy tent or whatever that was. And then we went to New York and our show got canceled. And then I'm with Dice fans in New York, like the ultimate Dice fans. And we're in Long Island. It's a theater in the Round. And yes, Papa, the doggie's just, she don't like it either. You're not going to like the rest of this story at all. You're going to hate it. Get that bark up. Here we go. And so it was in the Round. And I wore this cute little outfit because Andrew was like, you should dress like, show them your tough attitude, you know, wear like something like a cute little skirt or short shorts. And I'm like, that's not going to show them my tough attitude. It's going to show them my labia. Like, I don't understand. I'm 34 years old. Like, what am I doing? So I had high boots on and I had these short shorts and I had a cute shirt with a half bra. And I'm on stage and I say I'm from Philly. And immediately they, boo, fuck the Phillies, fuck the Eagles. And I mean like heavy, all the way around. I feel like I told this story a million times, but whatever. I'm going to keep telling it. And so, because it still hurts. And they were booing hard. You're getting it from here.
The back. Yeah.
Here.
You're getting a boo on the back of your head.
Yeah. You know, you're like, fuck you. And my sister Karen drove up. Oh, this is awful. This is the worst story. Karen drove up and I saw her in the audience. But at this point, I'm sweating. My cute little half bra slid down. So I got tumors on my stomach. I'm like, fuck this. And I'm trying to just get through it. And everything
how
I'm saying.
How long you doing? Like 15?
No, eight.
Eight.
I'm okay. New. Okay. I'm still new. This is, you know.
Still.
I'm only a few.
8 minutes of booze and that feels like 10 hours.
Sweating. Yeah. I mean, this is torture. And I'm like, fuck. And all I kept I remember they kept going, where's Dice? And I was like, he's up my ass. You want to tickle his feet? Because my hood came out.
Yeah.
And I remember I caught eyes with my sister Karen. Such a dick.
That's a good one. I might start using that one around the house.
Oh, that's a big Philly thing. That's a South Philly special right there. And it got like a little bit of a lap, but they were like, ha ha, boom, motherfuckers. And I remember I locked eyes with my sister and she just threw her hands in the air like, what do you want to do? And fight this whole fucking room? I'll start in this section here.
Like, I'll start here.
It looked like, I got you, bitch. I'll start here. You come this way. We get this, you know? And then I just, in my head, I saw this like headline, like two South Philly girls fight Long Island. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, because I was like, calm down. And thank God she didn't come with our buddy Georgie because he would have
just thrown
thoroughly
already.
Started just throwing people out the window. Like it would have been insane. And I was like, oh my God, this is so crazy. So I wrapped up, I got off, and Andrew's like, I'm not going out there. Fuck them. They don't treat you like that. You're my family. They don't. And I go, Andrew, they don't want to see me. They want to see you. Go out there. And he went out. He was so angry. It took me 10 minutes to get him to go out. He was so angry that he had the best set I've ever fucking seen him have. Like it was unbelievable. It was like top-notch Dice because the anger was just coming out. And so I run upstairs and I start crying. I'm like, all right, I took care of Humpty Dumpty, got him back on the wall. Let me go upstairs. And I fall apart. And I remember I called my mom, and my brother Tommy answered, and he's like, hey, Blondie got booed. I'm like, what? This is help. Who cares about fucking Blondie?
He's throwing Deborah Harry under the bus right now.
But it took me out of it and it made me laugh because I was like, who gives a fuck? And my mother's going, who's Blondie? Like, is she seeing Blondie? Like, it just took a whole life of its own.
Oh, God.
I couldn't even cry. But that was the moment. I was like, I'm gonna fucking do that this. Was it, huh? And I'm gonna do it. I'll go back to Long Island. I'll kill every fucking time. Fuck you, bitches. I'm just kidding. And I do. I work at Governor's. I haven't done theater Westbury, but I still do Governor. Did we do Westbury after that? No, I haven't gone back to do that yet. Isn't that crazy? That I want to go back to do it though. That's a goal.
Tell me why. I know No Country for Old Women is a funny title, but tell me why you feel that way.
Because it truly, it's like no matter where you go. Now, I don't know if people do this to you, but everywhere. How old are you? Like there's, I'm like, I'm sorry, am I falling apart? Like,
I'm getting it more these days.
Good.
Than
okay.
I ever got it before. So, but I also have a lot more gray and shit in my hair. And
yeah.
I got a nice little base tan, you know what I mean? So I flirt with 40s,
it's 50s. It's good. It's a silver fox. Like, you got good, what you got you? Good going. I like
I've been my lying. Sister. I've been saying 42.
I could say
I've never lied. I'm 51.
42, they'll be like, whatever.
I'm okay. Proud to be my age. I'm saying crazy. I'm still here. Yeah.
So my best friend who worked and waited tables with me at the Comedy Store for years, she's a little nutty. God love her. And she got into comedy for a little bit, stand up. And then me and Freddie Soto talked her out of it because she's terrible. And I'm kidding. It just wasn't getting better. Like there was no growth. It was like, okay, you're not. And so she wound up getting out of it. But she became an agent and a producer. Oh, okay. She's killing it. Right. So now she's recently divorced, single again, going through life. And unfortunately, she was essayed, right? To a heavy, I mean, I could say the R word, whatever. But we're older. So we're like, is it? Like, we're so bad at, like, say, yeah, that was rapey. And, you know what I mean? Because we're just like too old. We're like, oh, yeah. So when that happened, I forced her to go to this thing. I go, you got to go talk to somebody because we're so bad. We just go, oh, that's normal, right? It's just a bad date, right? So she's going to
that's
this.
That's crazy that is.
I know. Listen, and it's man, still happening.
Every
she's
woman
in her 50s.
I talk to says this.
50s. Like who's.
Every woman I talk to. And I raise a daughter.
Yeah.
So I want her to talk to more and more women. Right. More and more and more. Because I hate to fucking admit it, but you all have a same version of this story.
Exactly. So,
and not just one usually.
So every time she'd tell the story, I go, this is getting worse and worse. Like, so I made her go and do this thing, this like do the whole kit and everything, mm-hmm. whatever. So she did. And now they want to see her. They're very good, UCLA. They want to see her. So she was driving. I'm not. It's awful.
This is what the show is. We're highlighting
it's a
low
while
lights.
Now. We're highlighting the low light. So she's driving to UCLA, and she's on her phone. She's terrible at this, right? She's holding the phone. Cop pulls her over. You're holding your phone. She's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm going to UCLA for this. And she says the name of the place, and they say, and the guy goes, oh, were you raped? And she's like, yes, yes. And the cop goes, what are you like, 52? And she goes, 52? Yeah, I didn't even show you my license. You know I'm 52? She flipped, not the rape part, the rape is fine. We're fine with that.
Listen, if you...
52, she flips out on the
you
cop.
Should never ask a lady that. She says, I'm going to the HR
said,
rape center. You're like,
you've
been raped?
You, that's 52? She goes,
you fucking piece.
How did you... And Lauren looks amazing. Like, I shouldn't say her name, but whatever. They don't know her. And so she looks incredible. So it's like, what? And she's flipping out on this guy. Do I really look 52? You think I look 52? Look at me. Like, because she does put on sites that she's a lot younger. And people buy it because she looks.
But the other thing that's blowing me away is I feel like when he said, and maybe I'm wrong. This is running through my filter here. What are you, like 52? As if women in their 50s, 60s, don't get raped.
Who would rape her?
I said, I'm sorry, but I'm thinking that's what I felt when you said it. I felt like that's what he was getting at. Like, kind of. Aren't you a little too old to be raped?
You didn't get it together yet? Like, this fucking piece of shit.
Challenging it.
I was, of course, I'm laughing at she's mad about the 52, but now I'm pissed at the fucking cop because you're right.
He sounded surprised. Like, what?
Yeah.
They still rape you?
They still go after 52-year-old pussy? Yeah. What? Hold on. It's hard to catch 52-year-old pussy? Or is it just easier to knock down?
I mean, I swear.
Oh, I'm going to hell. I apologize. I apologize.
That is terrible, but I feel like that's what he was getting at. Like, shocked. Like, what?
I don't know if he said it like that, but like, that's how I'm hearing it. But she was just pissed. Like, how did you know how old I was?
Oh, God.
That's awful.
That is awful.
Yeah. So, yeah. But it's funny how we, like, we're so, like, ashamed of our age more than that. Like, we're more ashamed to be 52 than to say we were raped. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, whoa, we'll talk about the rape. Fine.
Can I ask you this? Like, because I've talked to plenty of women on this show who have gone back through their Rolodex, so to speak, and realized that they were raped or it was rapey. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Rapey or little.
Yeah, or I was a little too intoxicated and passed out, things, whatever. I mean, has that ever happened to you in your life?
I'm going
to
knock wood and say no because... I've had the bad date.
Women that this has happened 100%. To, obviously.
100%. Like, that's inappropriate. Like, there was this one time I was pretty drunk. This guy was pretty drunk, and he's a pretty high up manager. And we've known each other forever. And we were drunk. And for some reason, and I never did this before, we started like making out. And all of a sudden, he started getting like the way he likes it, but I didn't know. But he was getting rough, like a little slap here and there. But this guy was like, hit me in the face. I was
just
like,
"Just while you're kissing." Moro Casino.
America's social casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Well, at that point, we were like getting a little hotter, but no clothes were off.
Okay.
There wasn't even there. And so, and then he was just like a rough, but he was a little, I was like, all right, you're a little drunk. I was like, hey, man, you chill out a little bit.
I'm a tooth.
But he's little. You know what I mean? And then it made me laugh. I was like, but this is the part I always say, like, I want to train women or like babies. Like, you come out of the womb, I'm going to teach you how to fight, like, or fight these fuckers off, because this guy was little, but in
like a Tasmanian
business,
devil
in business, oh, in he business. Was big.
Got it.
So I don't care. So at that point, I grab his hands and I go, do it again. This isn't gonna end well, because my sick brain, I'll fight him. I don't care. I could get laid anywhere. I know how to fight this guy. So he was like, what? You don't like it like that? And I was like, no. And he's like, what? I thought you were a tough girl. Like, he was trying to convince me that I liked it. And I go, jerk off, I don't. But like, if I didn't have that history with him, I probably wouldn't have stood up to him like that. Then he fell asleep on the bed, so I just left him there. And then we didn't talk for a long time. And I was like, I should tell him. And I did. And he was like, I am so sorry. Like, but it never, like, we never had penetration or anything. So it was, you know, it was just, he got out of control. He was very drunk. And this is how maybe he has sex with women that hopefully are cool with that. Cause I know women that are cool with that. And that's fine. But I don't know how to be hit and be like, oh, I'm turned on. I
You're
get
a
hit
wrestler,
and I'm like, listen, motherfucker.
You're coming off the top rope, mother.
Forget wrestling. My whole childhood was fighting.
Yeah, for sure.
Shit. So I was
like,
I'll
snap
your neck, bitch.
Like, Just dropping elbows and legs on him while he's sleeping.
The people's elbow comes at you. Fuck he that, he's like, man.
My neck's killing
me. God, I don't feel good. Hey, where's my dick?
What's this up my ass? Oh, it's my dick.
There it is. Let me try to snap it back on.
I should call Eleanor.
And it's funny because, like, it's not funny, but it's awful. But that happens to women where they just go, oh, like I said, he was trying to manipulate me. But had I not had that history and fear of, like, oh, I need to, this is a high up in the business. And, you know, he could help me if I do that. No, he's not going to help you.
Nope.
Nobody's going to help you.
Nope.
Trust me. Like me and my friend Happy Face, we always talk about this. Happy Face isn't a real name. His name is Mike Melandra, but he's he teaches like karate and self-defense to kids in Jersey. And not just, you know, boys, people getting bullied, because that happens all the time. Mm-hmm. But for me, like, and he always says, I'm with you. I want to start for women, like, and I mean babies. I mean, you got to be taught why they shouldn't touch you, where they shouldn't touch you, how they should touch, like all that
I'm
shit.
I'm on it with my daughter. She's good. So sick of it, though. You know what I mean? I know, Dad. I'm like, okay. I tell her all the time, nobody touches your. It used to be when she was a baby, I imprinted it in her, like, only mom and dad when we're giving you a bath, and doctors when we are present.
That's right.
That's it.
That's exactly what my friend Corey did. That's Freddie's it. Wife did the same thing.
Nobody
to her
else touches Nobody. You. If they touch you, you come tell either of us. They're going to tell you you'll be in trouble. I promise you, you're never going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
You'll never get in trouble. They shouldn't do this. I just had to explain to her. She asked why I didn't like listening to Michael Jackson. And I was like, well, because he molested kids. And she's like, huh? I go, do you know what that is? And she's like, not really. And I was like, all right, let me tell you.
Good.
And I fucking told her.
Yes,
and I was like,
that
guy's a monster
honest.
And a piece of shit. And there are, I know you think the whole world is roses and puppies and everything's great. And, you know, but there are vicious people out there. I tell her all the time about it. And she's, you know, she's so sick. I'm like, nobody. I know, Dad. I know.
Yeah.
Because I worry about her going to, you know, middle school, a friend's house who's got a high school brother, and it's a sleepover.
Yeah.
You know, what's this kid going to do? You know, I worry about, is there an uncle that lives at the house? Because he's down and out right now, and he's just living at the house.
Right,
you know,
right, right.
What's going on wherever the fuck you're going? I always worry about that shit.
Yeah, that's, I get it, because we didn't have sleepovers, and everybody says,
well, oh, Jesus, how could you?
Yeah, I know. But your mom, I had to bow my head. Anyway, when you say Jesus, it's a whole thing. Anyway, I'm just tortured from Catholic school. But my mom, most people were like, oh, you didn't get to sleep out, so your mom was smart. She didn't want you to go out and get molested. And I was like, no, that's not why at all. She was, one, I wet the bed. Two, the Kerrigans are going to fuck some shit up. So she don't want to pay for anything in anybody
yeah,
else's house.
Point.
So, bitch, you ain't going
There's
nowhere.
There's a lamp broken yeah. over here. There's something else broken. Yeah.
Well, we were coming off the top rope and... Because we would wrestle in the house and we would put like a flat sheet down. Like that was the ring, mm-hmm. but that's not protecting.
No.
And we were coming off the top of the
that's
couch.
That's just boundaries.
Yeah, yeah. And there was this one game we used to play where you sit on the feet and they throw you. And we would go into the sofa. But my brother Jimmy, who was also nicknamed Bam Bam as a kid, threw my brother Johnny and he went high and right through the front window, right out the front window.
Damn.
And yeah, so my grandma had to come over. Johnny had to get a cat. It was awful. It was, and then we, as soon as he went through the window, we're like, ah, shit, we're in trouble now. Like the window's broke and Johnny's got to go to the hospital. We're fucked. So it was like, we would play stupid shit. So I don't know from anything. Like I wrestled technically my whole life with these idiots and then fighting in the streets, of course.
And you definitely think that helped you, huh?
100%.
I believe that.
100%.
Growing
because
up with brothers that were older and shit.
Yeah.
And fucking with you. Because they don't, it's
and
not
they
like
were,
they don't love you. It's just that they don't look at you like the, you know, the way the boys do. You
right.
know?
Right. And they were
You're
honest.
Just one of them.
They were honest. Like a lot of times, like Billy, me and Billy are like real close and in age and like growing up, we were like inseparable. And so he would be like, you know, he's not your friend. That's not
good.
What they're.
So you
that's
had
not
a voice
what they're.
In your ear.
That's not yeah. what they're there for. And also, a boy's not going to like you if you smoke. Like you know. And I'm like, you smoke, and then he's like, but girls shouldn't smoke. And I was like, whatever. her. Like, so that was my fight with them. I'm not a girl. Like, I mean, I know I'm technically whatever, but I want it to be more like a boy. I didn't like the girl. I didn't like the things that the girls, you can't do this because you're a girl. Mm-hmm. You can't do that because you're a girl. And so, like, even playing football, I had to throw and be and play like a boy. And so if I didn't, they wouldn't let me play. And I didn't connect with the girls. So even when I tried to be a cheerleader, my best friend Robert, who was gay, and I didn't try to be a cheerleader. My mom forced me. It's the greatest picture.
You got it somewhere? We'll talk about it.
Anyway, it's so bad. My best friend Robert, who was gay, is like, stop cheering with these white girls. We got to go cheer with the black girls. And I learned how to cheer with the black girl. It was so much different. It was so much better.
Dude, I talk about this all the time. Like, they talk about how, you know, bullying and all this shit. I'm like, listen, man, when we grew up, the black girls were hitting the U-G-L-Y, honey, you ain't got no alibi, you ugly.
Yeah,
what? You
we're
ugly.
Like, Ryan, watch Ryan, he's our man.
Yeah, yeah. Rocksteady. They're like, U-G-L-Y. Well,
you grew up in a nicer neighborhood.
My daughter plays softball. Uh-huh. Those girls all have chants about shit, like how they're going to fuck them up and everything. And I was like, ain't shit. And I'm like, what the fuck?
The best. But my favorite one was, there was this one that would go, you take my I don't even know what they were saying. And I would just do it with them, like. And then it went into this whole, and it's kind of better if I act it out, but hold on. Let me see.
Do it.
I was like, listen to my pussy snap. I swear to God.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I was like, your pussy snaps? My pussy snaps. I don't even think mine's open. How did your snap? The best.
That's a cheer.
Listen to my pussy snap. And me and Robert would do
what
it.
Where are you cheering?
I don't know. I was in Philly.
What event are they doing?
It wasn't a Catholic school.
Listen to my pussy snap. I'm just gonna be humming that to myself throughout the day now. It's so catchy.
I know. And so is the other one. You take I don't know what the other word. And me and Robert would just be trying to follow, like.
God damn.
And they love Robert because he was like gay, flamboyantly gay.
Oh,
they love. And so they were all his friends, and that's how I learned my pussy can snap.
The way they affect snap too. I love it.
I begged people to teach me that. The full version. Like when I got in high school, I'm like, did you guys do the pussy snap?
I'm YouTubing that. I want to know what else they say.
So good. South Philly, man. Ain't nothing like it.
God. Thank you for coming on here, Eleanor Carey.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
All right. I'm excited. Thank you.
Well, you know what? No, let me ask you this.
Oh.
I'm going to ask you a final question.
Because you did ask me where I see myself. I don't know.
Where do we all see ourselves going? Where do you see yourself going? You're 52.
Yeah.
You know.
Hopefully
back in the day, I don't know if there'd have been a 10 years for a lot of us. 10 more years.
10 more years.
I mean, shit, Dice, 15 more years back in the day. You've got the internet now, and who knows what. I mean, look.
Yeah, he
in
has
the last 15 years, what's happened with social media and all these things for a lot, not just comedians, but a lot of artists and entertainers. And
yeah, Dice has a knack to reinvent himself, which is hard because once you get known for one thing, it's hard to get them to know you for another.
That's because they're morons and only can see one
thing. That's right.
You have to keep feeding these fucking idiots.
Yeah. Yes. So even when he would veery off on his act, people would get upset. You know, and now I notice it happens to me. If people see me with Dice, obviously I have to dirty it up. You have to, you know, a little more raunchy. I'm not saying I'm not raunchy in my regular, like when I do an hour, but some people would see me with Dice, come see me do an hour, and they're like, oh, well, you were raunchier with that. And I'm like, yeah, but now I can get into more storytelling. Like now I can do what I like to do. And not that it's squeaky clean by any means, but it's not, you know, the 20 minutes you got to do opening for the people, their dice crowd, when I come out, they think I'm a sacrifice. You know, it's a sin. So it's a different thing. And people yell at me like, oh, when I saw you with him, you were way raunchier. I'm like, I'm sorry. Did you want to hear my pussy snap? Like, I don't know what you want me to say, you know? And so, but people do get like, no, you're the one that does this, you know? So I'm just hoping to be funny. That's all I care about. I love being funny, entertaining, have a story, like relatable. You know, I am getting older, so, but mentally my brain is a little slower. It should have a helmet on it. It's way back. And so hopefully I can just keep growing with my stand-up, with my act, relevant, stay relevant kind of thing.
Yeah.
'Cause it is weird, like, once you're up there, like, people don't think about, like, I don't watch people and go, I wonder how old they are. I just go, oh, they're fucking crushing, or they're having so much fun, or they're I followed Greg Fitzsimmons the other night, mm-hmm. fucking annihilates. Yeah. I don't know how old Greg is. I don't even think about it.
Yeah.
But because he's so brilliant to me, and I want people to look at me like that. Who cares about what are they saying? Is it funny? Is it good?
Yeah, and there's a bigger, like, I think a guy like Adam Ray, who took a Dr. Phil, right?
He's very character-y.
Not on an SNL back in the day before internet or anything, it never gets out there like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't make it out there. So now you've got opportunities to create things where before it wouldn't even be seen. Now everyone can see it, you know?
Yeah, part of me, and this is something I have to get over for my own self, is like the internet to me is like, oh God.
Me too.
Don't put yourself out there. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. You know, let's get in and then you can do that. But in where? There is no in.
All in.
Yeah.
We're all in the damn internet.
So now I have to fucking, that's one of my self, like, to just do it, to just like, see, Andrew figured out something to do on the streets, right? And that's great. And that's his thing. I know I'm not trying to capitalize on that, but like, I want to start something, my own thing, mm-hmm. whether it's talking shit on a bit, I don't know, you know?
Should be all-time QB, Eleanor Kerrigan out there just fucking throwing
hey, bitch,
zips.
I'll show you.
I'm telling you.
On a dime.
I love you, Eleanor Kerrigan.
I love you, too.
Thank you for doing this. Promote your special and everything else you'd like to again as
yes,
well, please.
Follow me, because we don't get booked without followers. So follow Instagram, whatever, Facebook, all that shit. I do TikTok, Twitter, X, whatever we're supposed to say. We're elderly, so just leave us alone. Okay?
I still say
fucking tweet. And my special No Country for Old Women is doing really well. And see if you can stick to that. I mean, I hope it's only 43. It was supposed to be 30, but the last like 13 minutes are Mitzi stories and how I got into the store and all that shit. And it's fun. It's nice. So Paulie was there. He approved. So
good.
So yeah, thank you so much for having me and helping me promote. I appreciate it.
Anytime, you know it. As always, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. Come see me on tour. Tickets are available at ryansickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next week.
Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Moto Casino, America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup, and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.